Good morning, Packham's shipping agents. Can I help you?
Oh, yes. I'm ringing to make inquiries about sending a large box, a container, back home to Kenya from the UK.
Yes, of course. Would you like me to try and find some quotations for you?
Yes, that'd be great. Thank you.
Well, first of all, I need a few details from you.
Fine.
Can I take your name?
It's Jacob Mkir.
Can you spell your surname, please?
Yes, it's M-K-E-R-E.
Is that M for mother?
Yes.
Thank you. And you say that you will be sending the box to Kenya?
That's right.
And where would you like the box picked up from?
From college, if possible.
Yes, of course. I'll take down the address now.
It's Vestal College.
Is that W-E-S-T-A-L-L?
Yes.
Vestal College. And where's that?
It's Downlands Road in Bristol.
Oh yes, I know it. And the postcode?
It's BS89PU.
Right, and I need to know the size.
Yes, I've measured it carefully and it's 1.5 metre long.
Right.
0.75 metre wide.
Okay.
And it's 0.5 metre high or deep.
Great, so I'll calculate the volume in a moment and get some quotes for that. But first, can you tell me, you know, very generally, what will be in the box?
Yes, there's mostly clothes.
Okay.
And there's some books.
Okay, good. Anything else?
Yes, there's also some toys.
Okay, and what is the total value, do you think, of the contents?
Well, the main costs are the clothes and the books. They'll be about £1,500, but then the toys are about another £200, so I'd put down £1,700.
Good morning. Oh, sorry, it's gone 12. I'll start again. Good afternoon. Kingswell Sports Club, how can I help you?
Oh, good afternoon. I was wondering if you could give me some information about membership and facilities.
Of course. What would you like to know?
Do you have tennis courts, for example?
No, I'm afraid we don't. We're primarily a golf club.
What about football? I heard you had a team.
No, I'm sorry. Perhaps you're thinking about Fresham Sports Centre.
Oh, right. I know it. I've played badminton there.
Have you? They've got a lot of facilities we don't have and vice versa. We do have a Keep Fit studio, which is very popular with members. And then as well as that, there's swimming, of course.
That's good. I like to swim every day.
We have a range of classes too.
Do you have judo classes? I'm keen to learn.
Well, at the moment, we offer kickboxing. We're planning to add judo and stretch classes soon. We're currently running a range of yoga classes too.
What about relaxing after exercise? I assume you have a restaurant or something.
At the moment, we've got a salad bar, which is very popular. We'll also have a fully licensed restaurant by the end of the year.
Sounds good.
What kind of membership are you interested in?
I'm not really sure. What are the options?
Well, there are three different membership schemes.
I see. What's the difference?
Well, the first one's called Gold, and you can use all the facilities at any time of the day or week. You can also join in as many classes as you like for free.
That sounds good. Is it very expensive?
Well, you pay a £300 joining fee, and then it's £500. Oh no, I'm sorry, it's just gone up by £50. Sorry about that. It's now £550 for the annual subscription fee.
Right, got that. And what's the next type?
Well, that's silver. It's the same as gold, except you have to pay a small fee of £1 per lesson for any you do, and you can use the centre at certain times.
I see. So when exactly?
You can use the facilities between 10 a.m. and 4:30 p.m.
So I couldn't use the pool at 8 in the morning or evening then?
That's right.
OK. And the price for that? Is the joining fee the same as for gold?
Actually, it's slightly less than the 300. It's 275, but the annual fee is only £300. Does that sound more like what you want?
Well, it's still rather more expensive than I thought. I'm a student here in England, and I'm only here for 6 months.
Ah, then the bronze scheme would probably suit you best.
How is that different?
Well, some of the facilities have restricted use.
And do I have to pay for classes?
Yes, it's £3 for each class you join.
I see. And what are the hours then?
Between 10:30 and 3:30, weekdays only, and you pay a £50 joining fee. The annual fee is £180. It works out at £15 a month, so that would be quite a lot cheaper. Okay, everyone. So here we are at the entrance to the town library. My name is Anne, and I'm the chief librarian here. And you'll usually find me at the desk, just by the main entrance here. So I'd like to tell you a bit about the way the library is organised and what you'll find where. And you should all have a plan in front of you. Well, as you see, my desk is just on your right as you go in. And opposite this, the first room on your left has an excellent collection of reference books and is also a place where people can read or study peacefully. Just beyond the librarian's desk on the right is a room where we have up-to-date periodicals such as newspapers and magazines. And this room also has a photocopier in case you want to copy any of the articles. If you carry straight on, you'll come into a large room. And this is the main library area. There is fiction in the shelves on the left and non-fiction materials on your right. And on the shelves on the far wall, there is an excellent collection of books relating to local history. We're hoping to add a section on local tourist attractions too later in the year. Through the far door in the library, just past the fiction shelves, is a seminar room, and that can be booked for meetings or talks. And next door to that is a children's library, which has a good collection of stories and picture books for the under-11s. Then there's a large room to the right of the library area. That's the multimedia collection, where you can borrow videos and DVDs and so on. And we also have CD-ROMs you can borrow to use on your computer at home. It was originally the art collection, but that's been moved to another building. And that's about it. Oh, there's also the library office on the left of the librarian's desk. Okay, now does anyone have any questions?